So this is one of my favorite things to do, which is come here and hang out with all the metadata library science nerds, talk about not just about data, but what's actually happening. How do you actually get that data and make an impact? And so I just thought I'd put together a couple little things, get things started, give everybody perspective. And as Guy said, before I get into it, I used to, you know, you guys may know me from working with MarkLogic. Since then, so in December I left, I've actually done a lot of different work in different areas. So all the way up to no code, which I don't know if anybody's following no code, but there are some companies like Uncork changing how people are actually doing development, maybe liberating a lot of those JavaScript developers, getting them busy. And then I'm also doing a little bit of work with GitHub way down on the other side, which is, you know, kind of the home for the world's source and developers, but also reinventing and letting organizations tap into that. So if anybody wants to talk about either of those two things, ping me, particularly the folks from GitHub would love to hear what people are doing. But I'm also staying true to my roots, which is about data. And so talking about smart content, talking about data, it gives me a chance to kind of kick off the Wayback Machine, do what Mary and Guy talked about, and talk about where this started. So the date, the official date was 2014. I like that it's 2020. Because all the math gets easy this year. So that was 6 years ago. That's easy. And it's not just up here to remind that we've been working on this, because this actually feels as fresh as it ever does. But actually, I put this up here so I can tell my really bad joke that you've heard before at the expense of Guy Finley. Okay? So this is a three-tier tee-up. Now, we've been working on this for so long that when we started, Guy Finley had hair. It still gets a laugh, Guy. And I have proof. So here's a picture of Guy in 2014. And he looks exactly the same. It's not true. But I will tell you one other story from getting started. So we really were on the phone. It was Guy, Mary, and me. We're on the phone. We're talking about this idea. And, you know, I had done a ton of work with sort of publishers where metadata, it's the bread and butter. Nobody really gets that into the book. They're just like, it's metadata. So I knew kind of this idea, this smart content. And I also knew the importance of the process behind it. So they were talking about smart content, and at some point, I think I said or Mary said, we should call it Revenge of the Librarians. You know, because this is our moment, right? We organize information. This is now, it's all gonna come true. And we bat it back and forth, and there was like, is it angry? You know, what's gonna, it never really took off. But I told that story at one of our events in New York. And I said, you know, we're going to call it Revenge of the Librarians, and, you know, kind of went on. And somebody came up to me later. I think she was doing some of the metadata work at Viacom. And she came up to me and she said, you know, it's Return of the Librarians. Okay, so I didn't get that. I didn't know why. So who knows why it's Return of the Librarians? Star Wars. Thank you. It was originally called Revenge of the Jedi, but like the Jedi, the librarians are here to help. So it's Return of Librarians. Okay, so that's what we're going to talk about. And we're going to talk about data just for a couple minutes, and then we're going to tee off this great day. So first of all, this is that wheel. We're going to go from inception to infinity. Think about the original vision. You know you have great content. You know you have the actual asset. But let's start talking about the data that exists around it. And think about that process around it, and as Guy said in his kickoff, think about that fact that that process is going to go to infinity. We don't know. And I think if you really looked at where things are going on, you know, you have distribution down at the bottom. You might fork it and have infinity and archive and just say, that's where we're going. We don't know where we're going. But this original vision really holds true. And what's really interesting, and Guy talked about it in terms of other people picking up smart content, what's interesting is that everybody is picking up on this idea of the data around the thing they do. So I first thought I would start off with just some voices from that world or from the world around you. The first guy is a media guy, Shelley Palmer. I've said this before. I think it's such a great quote. Data rich or data poor. Companies with the greatest ability to turn data into action are going to win. There's a lot in that sentence. It's not just data. It's the ability to turn it into action. And he wrote a great article on this. The date on this is 2015, so this is still as relevant, but it's a little old. He recently, updated last year with this idea around, sorry, that the original concept there is you have Amazon, you have, Microsoft, Apple, Google, and then somewhere, if this is the scale, somewhere where I can't even reach is Amazon, and somewhere all of us are kind of on the floor. That was his original idea. If that's where things are, what do you do if you're not one of those big companies? And so he actually gave a really nice update about this idea of, yeah, everybody is really working for data. And the idea is that it's not how much money you make, it's not how much participation you have, it's not how much engagement, it's about the data you collect. That's the currency of this world, the world that we're all building. Well, what do you do if you're not Google or Amazon? And he updated it, and it really found some interesting stuff. I'm gonna make sure that you guys get the presentation, because some great notes on actually getting the data from your users and user volunteered data in a context, doing surveys, having them register, that can be as valuable as the millions of clicks and the tracing. And he did a couple experiments on this, and it's a good one, because you can often just, you know, can shake your head and say, well, Facebook has all the data, what am I gonna do? Well, it turns out you all, especially with engagement you have with your customers, you have tons and tons and tons of data. It might be more valuable. So that chart might be about the volume of data, but maybe what you guys have is more valuable. All right, so there's a little aside with Shelley. But media is not just the only people working on this. So this is a guy named Roland Busch. Ooh, looks like we had the wrong slides. Oh, well. I updated his name on the slides that I saved before. His name is Roland Busch. He's kind of like the new CEO of Siemens. So Siemens is a huge industrial company. They make everything everywhere, and systems and everything you're experiencing somewhere in this building. There are thousands of things that Siemens put together. They're reinventing themselves as a digital-driven, data-driven company. And you know, I had a chance to see him speak, and his slides were kind of, we have this big vision, Siemens is going to reinvent the world with data, notion of a digital twin. Something that you might be getting familiar with, which is the digital version of the characters. But in his talk, he just kept coming back to this statement: it all starts and all ends with the data problem. So people are not only recognizing how important data is, they're rapidly going through some of the things that everyone in this world, and again, kind of with the idea of the return of librarians, has been working on. It's about getting the data in a way that you can take action. And one of my favorite statements about that was from, again, from this world of agriculture, or sorry, world of industrial stuff. It's an agricultural company, so they don't have characters, they don't have shows, they have tractors and heavy equipment. But they're looking at the same stuff, and this woman, Susan, said this great statement: bad data is like manure, it gets everywhere. And I mostly put this up because I have a copy of her slide, and it's a big pile of manure. So I don't get a chance to just show people a big pile of manure and when you get to talk about data, so I like to do that. But you can kind of see what's going on there. And actually, her little statement there, a word of advice: clean up the data before you go on the digital journey, is something I think people don't hear it. You know, they don't hear the fundamental data organization is what's going to enable everything that you're, they think, oh, well, it's great, I'll just run off and do all the great data stuff. So I like to highlight people who are part of the team working on getting it right. Okay, so where does this leave us? Where's our world? So one of the things that really, really impressed me in kind of my learning in the last, just very recently, was this article about the Disney direct-to-consumer division that many of you know. Some of the people involved with this probably are in the room. Anthony Cardo is on the steering committee for smart content, and he's involved with this. But it's an article in Wired. And there was some really great stuff in here that I just wanted to highlight and also wanted to point you to if you hadn't happened to catch it. The first thing is that the foundation is metadata. So it's a really good example of why something very simple like the data around a show gets very, very complex. It needs to be invested in, it needs to get right. It has to be done in the context of the characters, the context of the characters, the settings. Really, really good example of the scope that's possible. But the reason I really like the article is it got right into what are they really trying to achieve. Because you can go out and try to put that and apply that hand-to-hand and create this world of data. But their goal is to actually use the data and the goals of the data as a guideline to not be a buzzword, but actually put in things like machine learning, deep learning, actually enable AI to take on some of the really nasty problems. So the goal is to build deep learning algorithms that can automatically tag the components. It sounds like something you guys have heard, but they're doing it from a foundation of the data structures that are going to provide value and tackling some of the hard ones. And this is one of my favorite things. Two reasons this is my favorite thing. One is it's the first time I've ever been able to use Robinhood, Disney's Robinhood, as an example. This is the best Disney movie. If anybody has, I will debate you. So you... It's available on Disney Plus. Thank you. but it's by far there are so many good parts of this movie that everybody who, if you haven't seen it and you're still in this environment, you need to go out and see it on Disney Plus. But second of all, this actually illustrates one of the problems, which was how to recognize an animated character and not the picture of the animated character on something like a wanted poster. Can we train a computer to understand that? Can we get a generic algorithm to actually think about that? And then can we use that generic algorithm to go back in and further mine the data? So it's an iterative process. Anthony and his team have actually talked about what they've done and the systems they've built. But, you know, it's an iterative process to create great data. And I think the way it ends is really great. You know, the applications are endless. You know, I don't think we're going to get bored. So Miguel and Anthony gave a talk about 2 years ago. They were teeing this up. They're still really busy. And I think that's a great way for us to... So there's an example of one of the apps. You can kind of see the time-based metadata, but the richness of it is really what comes through. And I think that's a great way for us to kind of leave it. I don't think we're going to get bored. I think that even though we've been doing this for 6 years, that this job, this idea of the data, this return and continual return and building up with the librarians is something that I don't think we're at all going to be bored with. So that's kind of what I think today is going to turn into. So take a look back at the wheel, take a quick look at what's on tap.